Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review, Dr. Dre 2001. Ken, I will have to say, look, hold on, let me moonwalk just a little bit. No bio, it's fucking Dr. Dre. Do your Googles. man, look. This shit came out in 1999. If this shit came out in 2021, I think it would be even bigger than what it was, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
This is so crazy that he dropped this and, like, I want to say it was the end of 1999 going into 2000 and then named it 2001 just to fuck with you to say I'm so far ahead. But this shit is 20 years ahead. I think this is one of those albums, Ken, 20 years from now, it's still going to go as hard as it did back in 99, back as hard as it goes today in 2021. Man, I was left speechless again. I don't always go back to all of the songs on this project like that, but the ones that I do. So I took a different approach this time. I went and I listened to all of the ones that I don't typically listen to. So joints like Big Ego, Bar One, Lightspeed, Let's Get High, Bitch Niggas, Murder Inc. You know what I'm saying? So I went and I listened to those first and I was like, damn, these shits are really good. So then I went back and listened to the whole shit and I'm like, man, I understand why there's such a demand for Detox still. You know what I'm saying? Because he was so far ahead of the game with Chronic, and then he pushed the boundary so far in 2001 that it's like, nigga, Detox sounded like it should be in 2050. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But I also understand why he hasn't done it, because it would be too difficult to overcome this.
Yeah, man, it took me all the way back to 1999. I remember, I think the All-Star game was here and I had my Mitsubishi Galant silver. And we were all packed in that bitch. I don't even think the AC worked.
Don't matter.
We were just riding up. It was just the Peachtree Street was lit. 12, 1 o'clock, just driving down Peachtree, hollering at girls, playing this shit. I think we had some shorties with us. And so a lot of memories created off this, just from that moment, just riding around, just listening to it. Because that's when I think the All-Star game was around then. And that's when I got my first Nelly record, which is fucking crazy. But because somebody was handing out on the street. But anyway, yeah, man, this shit still sounds fucking good, man. Even from the intro with the Watcher. You know, like,
fuck you. Still D-R-E. And you know, listening to that, and I knew this before the shop with Jay-Z when he divulged, you know, how he wrote this song for them and everything. But ever since I found out that Jay wrote the whole shit and that they didn't change anything, the cadence, everything was Jay, that elevated Jay in my eyes. Because even like today when I was listening to this, I was like, you would never know. You would never know
that he wrote that?
No.
I think because I, he wrote something else for Dr. Dre. So I think ever since he did that and it was like public, mm-hmm. like I would hear Jay-Z when Dr. Dre write mm-hmm. rap. Mm-hmm. So
you heard it on this? Because he's not rapping like Jay at all. The pause, like the long pauses, he's not saying a lot.
No, I guess he really isn't.
And especially what he did for Snoop, still bouncing with the Lolos, girl. On the cross.
He wrote Snoop's joint.
He wrote the whole shit.
He didn't write the whole song.
He wrote the whole shit. He fucking what is it? When you I don't want to say it's not sample. What is it when you pretty much do the whole track and then somebody just listens to it and then they just do it over in their own voice?
Like a dub?
Kind of, sort of. Whatever the industry term is, man. Look, I'm not in the industry like that, okay? But either way, Ken, Jay wrote this whole shit. Hmm. The hook, all of Dre's shit, all of Snoop's, every fucking thing on here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like I said, it boosted Jay.
Wait. You saying he wrote the whole album?
No. Okay. This whole song. Okay. That one song was all Jay-Z.
Okay. But yeah, Big Egos, Explosive. Yes, and the thing about it is kind of what you said on the Cameron joint. No. The Dave East and Styles P joint. Like, you make the songs and the radio will find you.
Yes.
Because they become so big, you can't not play it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what happened. Like, Explosive was so huge that they had to play it. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Man. And this was like Eminem where he was just like, gone.
That, Forgot About Dre,
yep.
The next episode. These are songs that typically wouldn't be played on the radio, but they were just so big.
Yep.
Like, Forgot About Dre, like you're talking about at the prime, like not even the prime of Eminem, but Eminem was a star rookie, a superstar rookie player in the game of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dre was the re-emergent super producer. And when he backed the white boy, everybody was questioning until the white boy started rapping. And everybody was like, oh, shit, I get why. Yep. So then when you get a song like Forgot About Dre, it was an instant classic. There were so many instant classics on this project, Ken. When Forgot About Dre came out, I already knew that was an instant classic. The next episode?
Yeah.
Bruh. Again, if that shit came out, what day is it today? June 4th, 2021. That would be the number one fucking song in America.
Yep. Yeah, man. This thing, even the skits were funny, man. That skit with, how do I forget his name? Eddie Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fucking hilarious. That shit was still funny to this day. I was still laughing at that. It was just so fucking great. You already talked about Fuck You. But that is still, like, it's just, I don't know, Dre has this way, he had this way of just crafting these songs and these hooks that make them really memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, like even the car bomb skit, when she was going off on the nigga and shit.
Yeah, he was like, man, I just got to tune up the other day. My shit all good.
Pause for porno. We were like, I got it in my eye. Mm-hmm. I can't see. That shit was hilarious. But Bitch Niggas, man. Man, I used to say that shit all the time. Bitch niggas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That shit. Like, it's the whole thing, man. The whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Housewife.
Yep.
Bro, that
Housewife.
Yep.
That was another big one.
Yeah, and that kind of became like this whole cliche, this saying, man, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Like, whenever people say that, you know, you think about this, you think about Dr. Dre.
Yep.
And that sounds like a kind of like a Dog Pound record.
So I had to question this, Ken. Who the fuck is Hitman?
I think he was a producer, rapper at the time. We would have to ask B. I don't know. He would have all the details.
Yeah, because he was all over the project. And I was like, I don't remember who the fuck a Hitman is. So
Act Right was another one. Yep. Like, even the songs that, what made this album so remarkable to me is that even the songs that were not as huge or bangers as the previous one, because it's somewhat top heavy. But they still completed the album for 100. Me, you know, by being just solid, solid tracks.
Because I think one that gets slept on is The Message with Mary J.
Yeah. Now, that's the one like when I get to it, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of cool. It's a good, record, but
yeah,
you know, but yeah, it is slept on.
Because man, Dr. Dre done took you everywhere. Yeah. That by the time you get to that, it's like, oh, okay. But like on any other R&B record, it'd probably be one of the best ones on there.
Yeah,
but it's just so much heat here.
And I think, you know, I would still play it because I think it's a good closing track. Mm-hmm. And so for a while, I still played the record. I don't think I'll probably listen to it as much as I did back then.
Got you.
Because, you know, we got so much other stuff.
Yeah, it's so much. Yeah.
Yep. But
Ken, this joint got 23 songs, 1 hour, 8 minutes. What are some of your favorite joints on here?
God, man, this shit was so fucking good. I mean, all the bangers, man. Fuck You, Still DRE, Explosive, What's the Difference? Forgot About Dre, Next Episode. Bitch Niggas, some LA Niggas. Yeah, I'll stop there.
But so for me, give me Fuck You, Still DRE, Explosive, What's the Difference, Forgot About Dre, The Next Episode. Give me Murder, Inc. Give me Act Right. Yeah, damn near the whole damn album. But yeah, man, look, another classic. Damn, I think that was Next Door. Look, man, another classic. That the Patriots, man, y'all haven't even nominated this shit. I don't understand it. Yeah, this or The Chronic.
They slipping.
Y'all slipping. So, look, if you are a Patreon and you're at the nomination level, go ahead and nominate this. Because, again, I do not mind redoing this with the rest of the fellas. This is a dope-ass project. But thank you for the support. Thank you for getting us to 1,000 downloads a day. Continue to help us grow organically by sharing this podcast review with one other person. Tomorrow, I promise you, I look from the bottom of my heart, I promise you we will have another review. We out. Peace.